and the rogue regime Israel are taking part in an aerial military exercise in Greece, along with 10 other countries. The exercise includes France, India, Israel, Italy, Montenegro, Poland, Qatar, Slovenia, Spain, the United Arab Emirates, and the US. The United States is participating with F-16 fighters and KC-46 and KC-135 refueling aircrafts, while the rogue regime has deployed a G-550 aircraft. The UAE is contributing with 2,000-9 jets, and Qatar has sent F-15 fighters. This exercise is expected to run till the 11th of April. This is the first time that Qatar has taken part in the exercise along with the rogue terrorist regime Israel. The world has questioned their one-sided approach as they serve as mediator between Israel and Hamas. U.S. Democratic Senator Cory Booker has broken the record for the longest speech in U.S. Senate history, delivering a 25-hour and 5-minute address denouncing Republican President Donald Trump's policies. Booker took the floor saying he intended to disrupt the normal business of the U.S. Senate for as long as he is physically able in protest of the Trump admin. During the speech, he warned of grave and urgent moments for America amid the threats coming from the president, as well as numerous executive orders he signed since taking office in January. The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments on whether American victims of attacks in the rogue terrorist regime Israel and the occupied West Bank can sue the Palestinian authorities for damages in U.S. courts. Your finances for the hour: the rand is trading at 18 rands 86 to the dollar, 20 rands 57 to the euro, 24 rands 63 to the British pound, 5 rands to the Saudi Arabian Riyal. Zakatni Saab is at 12,200 rands. Mahar Fatimi is at 30,700 rands. Minimum Mahar is at 700 rands. This was your news. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
What are the nights of this ummah supposed to be? Sleep the whole night? My Nabi said 3 categories of people. Allah loves them. Allah smiles at them. Allah boasts about them. Who are they? Those who will leave those warm beds. Those who will leave those warm beds in the dead of night. Who will go on the musalla and cry before Allah. At that time when Allah is calling out, Hal min sa'ilin fa'atiya usu'la. Hal min ta'ibin fa'atuba ilayhi. Hal min mustaghfirin fa'afir Allah. Is there anyone that has a need that Allah may grant it to them? Do you want my forgiveness so that I may forgive you? Is there some plight you are facing that I may solve for you? Allah is calling out.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Sahar ka waqt tha, masoom kalliyan muskurati thi. Sahar ka waqt tha, masoom kalliyan muskurati thi. Hawaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi. Hawaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi. Abhi Jibril bhi utre na the Kaabe pe minbar se, ke itne mein sada aayi ye Abdullah ke ghar se. Mubarak ho sahe mat do sara tashreef le aaye. Mubarak ho Muhammad Mustafa tashreef le aaye. Maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim. Maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika. فيك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
میں دعا کرتا ہوں، دعا کرتا ہوں، یا اللہ جو میرا بھائی میرے ساتھ جتنا بلند پڑے اتنا جلدی مدینے جائے.
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. وہ محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ سو جا، محمد فخر عالم بادشاہ سو جا، سرور کونین سلطان عرب شاہ عجم. ایک دن جبریل سے کہنے لگے شاہ امم تم نے دیکھا ہے جہاں، تم نے دیکھا ہے جہاں بدلا کیسے ہیں ہم، عرض کی رب کی قسم نہ کوئی آپ جیسا، نہ کوئی آپ جیسا ہے.
آپ سبحان اللہ کہیں تو میں آگے سناؤں، کہیں سبحان اللہ،
سبحان اللہ. نہ کوئی آپ جیسا، نہ کوئی آپ جیسا ہے، نہ کوئی آپ سا ہوگا، نہ کوئی جیسا ہے کوئی. یوسف سے پوچھ مصطفیٰ کا حسن کیسا ہے، زمین و آسمان میں کوئی مثال نہ ملی. مولایا صلی وسلم دائماً آباد علی حبیبک خیر.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. اہلن وسہلن ومرحبن بكم اینڈ ویلکم ٹو انادر ایڈیشن آف دی مڈ مارننگ شو ود مائی سیلف برادر سلیمان یوسف ایوری ٹیوزڈیز، وینزڈیز اینڈ تھرزڈے. ٹوڈے بین دی 4th آف شوال 1446 کورسپونڈنگ ٹو تھرزڈے دی 3rd آف اپریل 2025. Alhamdulillah, it's another beautiful Thursday. It's a beautiful cool weather. We've just exited the month of Ramadan. This is the first Thursday after the Mubarak month of Ramadan. This is the month of Shawwal, also a blessed month. And it narrations that if you keep the 6th Shawwal fast after the month of Ramadan, is as though you kept fast for the whole year. So inshallah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us, grant me first the tawfiq and the hidayat to practice on this amal and to follow through with the 6th Shawwal fast. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. It's got 9 minutes past 10 Central African time. I will be keeping you company for the next next hour inshallah. We're going to be listening to this Durood Sharif. You know, today being Thursday, the eve of Jumu'ah, we must send a Durood and Salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, I was just looking at something and they say that we should increase our Durood and our Salawat on Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, not only on a Thursday, but we should try and keep our tongue moist always with to the first day with the remembrance of Almighty Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'inul qulub. Verily, the remembrance of Almighty Allah brings contentment and peace to the heart. And we should also send durood and salawat on our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because every durood, we get 10 hasanat, 10 blessings. So we should try and read as much Durood Sharif upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we're going to listen to this Durood Sharif whilst we try to get our brother Alpha Simposi, and he's going to be telling us what's going to be happening between 11 and 12.
Sahar ka waqt tha masoom.
Apologies, between 12 and 1.
Kalliyan muskurati thi. Sahar ka waqt tha masoom. Kalliyan muskurati thi. Hawaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi. Hawaye khair maqdam ke tarane gunati thi. Abhi Jibril bhi utre na the Kaabe pe minbar se ke itne mein sada aayi ye Abdullah ke ghar se mubarak ho sehat do sara tashreef le aaye mubarak ho Muhammad Mustafa tashreef le aaye maula ya salli wa sallim daiman abadan ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihi maula ya salli wa sallim.
And we have our brother Alpha Sinkosi online. Alpha, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, Sudeh. Good, man. Hope you're well, too.
I'm very well, thank you. We're having beautiful weather today compared to the last 3 days where we've been having the blistering hot weather. I see today is a bit of a cooler day, and I noticed that our winter is slowly creeping in. But nevertheless, Alpha, so what's new that's going to be happening between 11 and 12? 12 and 1.
Well, I think mostly, Suley, thanks, man. We're going to look at, obviously, we touched a lot on the budget passing yesterday. So today we're going to take reactions with regards to the budget being passed, what it means. And, of course, what does it now mean for the DA, the Democratic Alliance, saying that, look, they couldn't vote and then they're not part of that. So we're going to take reactions, obviously, with this lot that has happened, you know. And I think one other interesting topic we have as well is that of the new tariffs imposed by Donald Trump in South Africa. We are going to look into that story, you know, get analysis with regards to that. What are the implications of these tariffs into South Africa? And I've seen that Pretoria, there's a statement saying, look, this is very concerning, but if it is concerning, what are some of the plans put in place by South African government to counter these tariffs? You know, what did it really mean to our economy? And yeah, and then, of course, we look into that in other developing stories, but what there's an interesting article about Kenya's political landscape shift amid Ruto's strategic alliances and the challenge of public trust. We'll speak to Brother Abdullah Kassim Ware about that, looking into the current political status in Kenya and its economy.
Perfect, Brother Alphas, thank you so much. And yeah, we look forward to catching up with you a little bit later.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you, Solid. Thank you very much.
Take care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks. Bye.
And that was our brother Alphas Nkosi, and he's going to be with us a little bit later between 12 and 1. 12 and 1. So inshallah, we're going to be going over. We're not going to be doing Mufti Mangera today. Inshallah, we're going to be listening to a short clip by Sheikh Muhammad Salim Dorat Saab, and he's going to be explaining the importance of reading Durood Sharif, Durood and Salawat on Nabi Love and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If you have any suggestions, then you can send it through on the numbers 084-786-3132, international and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132.
بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Indeed, Allah and His angels perpetually sends salat upon the Nabi, upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, sallu alayhi, send salat upon him. وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا, and send salam upon him. Salat and salam. We have been instructed to do two things. Send salat and send salam upon the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Salat is blessings. And salam is greetings. So salat and salam. As-salatu was-salamu. This is the Arabic term. As-salatu was-salam. And in Urdu we say durudo salam. Durudo. Do, wow means and. Durood and salam. And in English, salat and salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has instructed us, He has ordered us to do two things. Send salat and salam. Durood o salam. As-salatu wa salam. Upon His beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now how do we send salat upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and salam upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? It was beyond our scope. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us how to send salat and how to send salam through His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was honored with Isra and Miraj, where during His Makki life, He traveled from Makkah Mukarrama to Baytul Maqdis, from Baytul Maqdis to the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven, fourth heaven, fifth heaven, sixth heaven, seventh heaven. He crossed the Sidratul Muntaha, which no one has crossed before and no one will until the day of Qiyamah. He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. He met Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saw Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he conversed with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he returned again to Baytul Maqdis, and from Baytul Maqdis he returned to Makkah Mukarrama. And all this happened in a split of a second. Not even a split of a second. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam says that when I left for this journey from the house of my cousin sister Umme Hani radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and when I left the home, I left the door closing behind me. So I opened the door and I left the home and the door was closing on its own. So he said that after this long journey, when I returned and when my gaze fell on the door for the first time, it was where I had left. It was still closing. So upon returning from this journey, he taught the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in at-tahiyyat, which we all read in tashahud. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. At-tahiyyatu lillah. All verbal devotions are for Allah only. All ibadat, all devotions related to the tongue are for Allah only. Was-salawat, all ibadat related to the body, physical ibadat, are for Allah only. So tasbih is only for Allah. Tahmeed is only for Allah. If I say subhanallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say alhamdulillah, it is only to please Allah. If I say la ilaha illallah, it is only to please Allah. If I say bismillahi wa barakatillah, it is only to please, it is only for Allah. Istighfar, salat ala nabi, any verbal devotion, ibadat is only for Allah. And any physical ibadat, tawaf, sa'i, qiyam, ruku, sujood, coming to the masjid to perform salat, it is only for Allah, only to please Allah, only for akhirat. Wat tayyibat, and all monetary devotions, zakah, sadaqatul fitr, bearing the expenses of Hajj. Hajj is both physical and monetary. In fact, it is physical, monetary and verbal ibadat. So all monetary ibadat, all monetary devotions are only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. Peace be upon you. السلام السلام be upon you. السلام عليك. Greetings be upon you. أيها النبي أو دي النبي. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله and the rahmat of Allah be upon you, wa barakatuhu, and the barakat of Allah be upon you. We translate these words. We say, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you. Assalamu alaikum, greetings be upon you. But this is the nearest we can get. Assalam is not peace, assalam is not greeting. The word assalamu, assalamu, assalam, if it is a noun, then assalamu, peace be upon you, assalamu, greetings be upon you. This is the nearest we can get. And there is another opinion that assalam is one of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So assalamu alayka, assalam is upon you. Allah is up, that means Allah is upon you, Allah is monitor upon you. He is looking after you. He is watchful over you. Assalamu alayka. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is looking after you. Assalam is watching over you. Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And may his rahmat and may his barakat be upon you. Rahmat, the nearest we can get to is mercy. Wa barakatuhu, the nearest we can get to is blessings. In Urdu, assalamu salamati. Wa rahmatullahi rahmat. Wa barakatuhu barakati. When we greet each other, we say the same thing. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. So we are making three prayers. May the salam of Allah be upon you. That means may the salam of Allah descend upon you. Or may Allah look after you. May the rahmat of Allah descend upon you. May the barakat of Allah descend upon you. And we normally say, may the peace of Allah descend upon you. May the mercy of Allah descend upon you. May the blessings of Allah descend upon you. This is the nearest we can get. But as-salam and rahmat and barakat are comprehensive. Very, very comprehensive. And in a nutshell, you can say that as-salam means, as-salam means, rahmah means, and barakat means, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower you with the goodnesses of this world and goodnesses of the hereafter, and may Allah save you from the evils of this world and the evils of the hereafter. So when we say to somebody, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, we are making this dua three times for him. That may the goodness of this world and the hereafter envelope you, and may Allah save you from the sharr of this world and the sharr of the hereafter. Three times we are saying this. And when we say, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, it is the same thing. So my brothers, my sisters, value these bounties that we have been granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we meet each other, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Pray for each other. When we enter the home, we should say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I remember my late father, whenever he would enter the house, the whole house would be aware of his arrival. Ground floor, first floor and second floor. In the attic also. Why? Because Allah had given him love for the teachings of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah had given him the yaqeen also. And as a result of this yaqeen, he wanted each and every individual of his household to benefit from this prayer. So when we enter the home, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we leave the home, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And those within the home should reply by saying wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. On the phone, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When writing a letter, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read somebody's text, we just read it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It is a dua for you. Read it wholeheartedly. But we know there is assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We will not even read that dua. Such precious dua. We will go onto the message straight away. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And when you say wa alaikum assalam with wow. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That means may the peace and rahmat and blessings be upon you too. And when you say upon you too, it means you have already said Ameen to the dua that you have been given. And when a person says assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is wajib and incumbent to reply. So when we read a text message, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When we read a letter, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it is incumbent to say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Afshu salama baynakum. Spread salam amongst you. It was his desire. Let us try to fulfill this desire of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by greeting each other and by spreading this salam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And the muhaddithin, they say that spreading the salam means, number one, frequently saying salam. And number two, saying salam as loudly as possible so it can go far and wide. That is also spreading the salam. If I was to say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it may reach the fourth saf. And if I say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, it would reach the last saf of the masjid. So that is spreading the salam. And frequently, we leave the masjid, we meet somebody in the atrium, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We meet another person in the shoe area, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We leave the masjid, we meet somebody outside, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That is also spreading salam. And this dua, this greeting, how valuable it is, you can gauge from this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has greeted his Nabi with the same greeting. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Just imagine the value of this greeting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is greeting his Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He did not choose a special greeting. Another special VIP greeting. No. He used this greeting. Which greeting? This common greeting? No. No. Don't look at it this way, that instead of choosing a VIP greeting, Allah used the common greeting. No. Allah used the VIP greeting and He blessed us common people with that VIP greeting. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So let us not deprive ourselves. Ourselves also. If I don't say Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, you will not say wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I'm depriving myself. Let us not deprive our friends, fellow Muslim brothers, sisters, and let us not deprive our parents, our wives, our husbands, our children. Inshallah, the individuals in our household, our dear, near ones, and our household will be filled with salamati, peace. It will be filled with rahmah, mercy. It will be filled with barakah, blessings. If we greet each other as much as possible, remaining within the boundaries of Sharia. So when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived, returned from Mi'raj, he taught at-tahiyyat. And within the attahiyyat is salam. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And in the madani life after migration, Allah revealed this verse. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. O you who believe, stand upon this nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat and salam. So the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majmeen came into the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said, Ya Rasulallah, qad arafna salam, kaifa nusalli alayka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to do two things, salat and salam. We are familiar with salam. We know salam because we have already taught us. Now the question is, how shall we send salat upon you? Kaifa nusalli alayka? How shall we send salat upon you?
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
You know, just listening to Maulana Ridi giving his nasihat about the durud and salawat on our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, something came to mind where the conversation between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was going to Sidratul Muntaha, and it is narrated by Ibn Masud radiallahu anhu that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught me that tashahhud, holding my hand between his hand, just as he would teach me a surah from the Quran. At-tahiyyatu lillahi was-salawatu wat-tayyibat. Assalamu alayka ayyuhan nabiy wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. The meaning, all compliments, praises are due to Almighty Allah. Peace upon you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the mercy of Allah and his blessings. Peace be upon us and the righteous slaves of Allah. And I bear witness that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. And I bear witness that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is his slave and messenger. This was actually a conversation, if I stand to be corrected, between the Malaika, Angel Jibreel. Between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when they were having a conversation. At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawat. Assalamu alayka wa assalamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. You know, and that's how every day when we're performing our salah, we read. And it's incumbent that we cannot complete our salah without reciting it. Look how amazing our salah is. When we sit for tashahhud, we say, At-tahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibat. We start off by praising Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We take the declaration and the shahada. We say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu an. Every day when performing our five daily salah, we are taking renewing our iman. We are taking the shahadat over and over again. You know, we just think that salat is just there, but we don't understand it is the means. When we're standing on that musalla, we are giving our body, our mind, our soul to Almighty Allah. When we say Allahu Akbar, we are surrendering ourselves to Almighty Allah. We're standing there within humility. We're standing there in front of Master of the Worlds, the Creator amongst all the creations. We're standing there with humility and we say, we read our surah Fatiha, we read our Qirat. And you say to read to have khushu and to have that understanding and to have that concentration in your salat. You must visualize. Obviously, you can't close your eyes. But obviously, when you are reading, and you know, sometimes there's a lot of noise and you want to concentrate. There's certain times when you can't close your eyes, but throughout your salah, you're not allowed to close your eyes and read your salah. But you must try and visualize that you are standing in front of Baytullah, in front of the Kaaba Sharif. You are performing your salah, your daily salah, as though you are standing in front of Almighty Allah. Imagine you are standing in front of Almighty Allah. You know, how much humility will you have? That you're standing, perform your salat, your head lowered. The sinner upon sinner is standing on the musalla, he's standing in the masjid for our brothers. And you are asking, imploring, you are having this conversation with Almighty Allah. Also, you know, when we read in the Quran, we don't understand, we fail to realize that how much messages are there in the noble Quran. But we fail to realize that, you know what, Allah Ta'ala sent the Quran on the best of the creation, our beloved Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You know, there's so many lessons that we can learn in the noble Quran. You know, when it comes to inheritance, when it comes to distribution of wealth, zakat, you look at Surah Kaf. Don't forget, you must also read your Surah Kaf tonight or tomorrow, preferably on the day of Jum'ah. We should increase our durood and salawat as well. You know, like Surah Kaf, the wish that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows His Qudrat, His might, His power. The various narrations or various surahs of the Nabis, so Surah Yunus alayhi salatu wassalam. And we read that famous, what they call it, Ayat al-Karima. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wassalam's dua, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin fakir. The dua when you want to get married, رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. You know, even the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam. And there's a lot of duas of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam also for pious children. You know, there's dua for Shifa. The Holy Quran came down as a mercy unto mankind and for us. But do we take it into consideration, or we only just take it out during the month of Ramadan? We need to start introspecting and start. If we want to see barakah in our life, we need to pull our socks up and say, right, I'm going to sort my life out. I'm going to keep this momentum, this consistency. You know, they say consistency is key. You have to keep on going and keep on doing what needs to be done. Because I read somewhere, it says, when you pray, you only pray when you have a problem, or you only pray when you are in trouble, then you are definitely in trouble. Yes, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for help on a daily basis, but we cannot use Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as like an emergency, even as an emergency card. We need to consistently beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness firstly, because we're striving in this world. We came here not for enjoyment, but we came here as this life is a test. And for us to strive for our akhirat. That's the main thing that we are here for. We're not here for anything else. This world is a paradise for a kafir and a prison for a believer. Because that's why when we're striving for Jannatul Firdaus al-A'la, because that was our home once upon a time. And we are striving for that. We want to attain the best. Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la. We implore Almighty Allah to forgive us for all the wrong that we have done, all our shortcomings. Grant our parents everything of the best in this world and the akhirat. Those that are sick, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them complete shifa kamil ajila and a speedy recovery. Those that have passed away, our close ones, family members, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them the highest stages in Jannah, fully covered with nur, and grant the families sabr and jameel. It's gone 15 minutes to 11 Central African time. Inshallah, let me give you the rundown for the program that are to follow. At 11, it will be the news. Then at 5 past 11, will be the fiqh program, inshallah, that will take place from 11 to 12. 12 o'clock will be the news. 5 past 12 to 1. Will be the news hour with Alpha Sinkosi. 1 to 1.30. 5 past 1 will be the Dhuhr Azan. 1 o'clock will be Dhuhr Azan. 5 past 1 to 1.30 will be Surah Al-A'raf verses 109. Then 1.30 to 2 would be the repeat of the tafsir of Surah Baqarah verses 217 to 218. 2 to 3 will be lunch break with Haji Yusuf Ali. 3 to 4 will be the Nasiha and the repeat of this morning's Q&A and Nasiha by Mulana Musa Akwadi. 4 to 5 will be an Urdu lecture by Sheikh Salim Doratsav. 5 to 7 will be Mulana Khalid Yaqub. 7 to 7.30 will be the repeat of the Tafsir Surah A'raf verses 109. Then from 7.30 to 8 will be Mulana Nasiha by Mulana Dawood Sirat. 8 to 9 will be the olive tree with myself. You can send in your messages, your Juma messages on this number 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, plus 7-84-786-3132. Then from 9 to 10, 9 o'clock will be our Isha Adhan. then 9 to 10 will be Kalbi Salim and Malana Salim Kareem. And thereafter would be the from 10 to 11 would be the repeat of the exclusive pearl by Mulan Zaid Khan. Then 11 to 12 would be Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed. Barakallah. Sheikh Anwar Al-Awlaki Al-Shaheed. Rahmatullah alayhi. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.